I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Just when it seems like the rhetoric between Pyongyang and Washington couldn't get more belligerent, it does. Take the past 24 hours. North Korea's foreign minister declared his country was ready to defend itself by shooting down U.S. planes, even those outside its borders. Then he accused President Trump of declaring war on the country. The U.S. dismissed the accusation as absurd, and when asked about North Korea today at a press conference, Trump said,
North Korea is a situation that should have been handled 25 years ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, and 5 years ago, and it could have been handled much more easily. You had various administrations, many administrations, which left me a mess, but I'll fix the mess. So we'll see what happens with North Korea.
The president once again said that the military option was on the table and that it would be devastating for North Korea. Where could all this lead? Well, both sides have much to gain from avoiding confrontation. Still, the unthinkable could happen.
There can always be a miscalculation.
That's Jeffrey Bader. He's been in the Oval Office during discussions about how to rein in North Korea. Bader served as a senior advisor to President Barack Obama on Asia.
We looked for all manner of ways to deter North Korea and to try to change their behavior without great success, I must say. But I've never heard any military leaders or senior officials of the United States suggest that getting into a name-calling contest in which we escalate threats on both sides was likely to lead to any positive results.
All right. We all hate thinking about it, but what if, let's say, President Trump decided to take action and launch a nuclear attack on his own authority? Could his chief of staff or his national security team step in if they disagreed?
They have no constitutional or legal authority to do so. Under President Nixon in his final days in office, when his senior colleagues thought he had been drinking too much and was perhaps getting emotional in his approach to the job, it's reported that Secretary of Defense Schlesinger and Chief of Staff Al Haig passed word to the National Military Command Center that if they received an order from President Nixon that they considered to be inappropriate, which was a reference to possible use of nuclear weapons, they should be in touch with them before acting upon it. But that was informal. I recently wrote an op-ed suggesting that we should have a change in the law so that key officials, particularly the congressional leadership, should have to sign off on a preemptive or preventive nuclear strike by the president. We haven't had a declaration of war by the Congress since 1941, despite the language of Article 1 of the Constitution. And I think it's time for Congress to claw back some of its authority, at least in the nuclear realm, with this unstable president.
Can you assess for us a degree of concern about all of this at the highest levels of the foreign policy establishment?
There's great concern over the president's habit of tweeting insults, because not that much is known about Kim Jong-un, what makes him tick. And there is real concern that there may be a miscalculation, there may be an overreaction, and that this could spin out of control.
Is it possible that Trump's tough talk is in fact strategic and part of an effort a team in the White House has devised to intimidate North Korea and keep Kim Jong-un guessing?
I mean, I've heard the argument going back to Nixon about the madman theory. Nixon was not a madman, but he liked to present himself as unpredictable. I think what Trump is conveying more than unpredictability is that he doesn't really have a grasp on the situation, and there's an awful lot of bluffing.
Does it give you any hope that the Chinese are being as sober as they can, it seems, about this? I mean, where do you find the hope?
I think that the major national security figures around President Trump are sensible on these issues. I think in particular Secretary of Defense Mattis fully understands the dangers of an escalation to a military conflict and the staggering numbers of casualties that would ensue. Besides which, would South Korea continue to be an ally if we engaged in a preemptive strike against North Korea and tens of thousands of South Koreans as well as their fellow North Koreans died? I think that would break the alliance, frankly. But I think Mattis fully understands that. I think that Secretary Tillerson is aligned with Secretary Mattis on this, and National Security Advisor General McMaster, I think, also generally understands that he's been somewhat hard to read in his public comments.
I have to ask this, Jeffrey. Do Mattis or Tillerson have what it takes to take the nuclear football out of Trump's hands if that day comes?
I don't know what would happen in that case. I find it hard to believe that General Mattis would assent to a preemptive nuclear strike under any foreseeable circumstances. That would give him limited options. He would presumably have to resign if he objected, and the president presumably could proceed with another official. So I don't think that the current legal arrangements are sufficient. That's why I think we need a change in the law.
Well, we don't want to think about it, but I'm glad we spoke about it. Jeffrey Bader served as senior advisor to President Barack Obama on Asia from 2009 to 2011. Jeffrey, thanks for being with us.
Real pleasure to talk to you, Marco.